This will be though.
The upset of the whole playoffs.
Put money on it? Money on it?
I'll put my money on BetUS, not give it to him.
All right.
A trusted source.
Welcome back to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast. I am Hamza, along with Harry,
yo,
T-Rain,
what's good,
and Dodge,
yo, yo, yo,
and the playoffs is upon us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Finally.
Indeed, and, they are.
Well, the first matchup that we're going to talk about, probably the biggest underdogs right now, it's Dolphins against Bills. I feel like this game is probably wrapped in Dolphins.
Yeah. The unfortunate injury
if Tua. If Tua was playing, I think we could have a debate, but
I think the Bills would have still won, but without Tua, yeah, no chance.
I probably still would have picked the Bills, but it wouldn't have been easy. Mm-hmm. It would have been way more of a dogfight because we know every game Tua has started and finished this year, the Dolphins are a very, very good team. So, you know, sucks that he's out. You know, hope he recovers fine. But I still wish Tua was playing, man. I don't know.
He's a fun player to watch.
The Bills this year have been terrible when they're playing against a team that has like a certified number one receiver. Like, I think the Bills would have struggled against Tyreek Hill, just like they always struggle against Jamar. They struggle against Justin Jefferson.
I think it sucks for the Dolphins, man. Like, Dolphins and Lions are the teams you can like just root for. Like, you don't have like any dislike towards them. And if I wanted them to be healthy, so they can actually try, but.
I feel like we're always writing off the Dolphins like they don't have a chance.
No, they
don't.
Gonna
come back and just win.
Yo, anything can happen.
Yeah.
But like,
come on. Like, it's Josh Allen.
Come on. Yeah.
Josh Allen. Every, like, these past few games at the end of the season, the Bills got their run game a little bit better. Like, I know the main narrative around the Bills is that they have no run game, so they're predictable and that you can stop Josh Allen. You know, if he throws 40 passes, you can stop them because they're just, you know, it's predictable, but the Bills are the only team in the NFL to go over 100 yards rushing in every single game this season. Which no one thought could happen, right? Because no one thinks of running game and Bills in like going together. So if the Bills can get a run game going, then this game might just be a blowout. It won't even be a close game if the Bills can keep the running game going.
Dolphins have probably the two best receivers right now.
Yeah, but they don't have a quarterback.
I know.
Who's going to throw the ball?
That's a problem.
Skylar Thompson?
So they're most likely to go to the running game in this matchup against the Bills. Who's Russian defense?
I don't think it's going
to
work.
The Russian defense is okay, but
Josh Allen's really going to have the worst game of his career for them to lose this game.
I feel like he might drop 300 yards on the Dolphins.
Yeah, he should easily. I mean, in his last two postseason games, which I believe was what, against the Chiefs? And then, no. Last year.
I think it was last year.
No, it was against the Chiefs, right?
What?
Josh Allen's last two playoff games, one of them against the Chiefs.
I think it was one.
He's averaging 385 yards, and he threw 9 touchdowns and no picks.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
His last two playoff games, like, games. So we know what Josh Allen is capable of. Yeah. We know that.
When Tua was in, which was like the beginning or mid-December, they did play, and he put up like 230 yards. So it could be a close matchup if he was there, but at this point, who was their backup quarterback? What was his name?
Who? Dolphins?
Dolphins.
I mean, it's Teddy Bridgewater, but now it's Skylar Thompson.
He's injured.
Skylar Thompson,
yeah. If he put up maybe a good game, if he can get it done right, maybe. Maybe. And the Dolphins, the Buffalo Bills would have to have like a terrible game on offense.
I don't see it happening.
Like a terrible game on offense, which is not possible.
I don't think their line is adequate enough for a quarterback.
And they put up 32 points.
This is a playoff game. This is a playoff game, and the Bills are favored by 13.
Yeah. I thought Josh Allen put up 300 yards.
13 in a playoff game against a division rival.
Yeah,
that's I don't know. I think that's a first for me, but I've never seen that before.
But I feel like the load has to be less on Josh Allen in this matchup because last time he put up like 300 passing yards and 77 yards rushing. That's like a lot of the work on him, and the Dolphins were also like answering back, putting up 29 points. So Stephon Diggs, I mean, yeah, he did put up 98 yards, but I think there should be more from like Singletary and all that rather than on Josh Allen, especially if they're going to go long in this playoffs. They cannot overwork him at this point.
That's 100% true. I mean, that's
first round of playoffs, your quarterback needs to be healthy. Second round of playoffs, quarterback needs to be healthy. Then you can get banged up a little bit and come back for Super Bowl.
That's why That's why I think, like, we heard Gabe Davis's name to start the year off. Like, Gabriel Davis is going to help a lot. But mm-hmm. what has he done? We haven't heard his name
since the beginning of the season.
So that's why we're now seeing Cole Beasley is back. John Brown is back. Caught a touchdown last week.
Cole Beasley has been kind of...
Cole Beasley and John Brown are...
Cole Beasley's always been a sturdy player.
They signed him back. They were not on the team. They signed him back because they needed production.
He's always been that reliable receiver.
Yeah.
Like,
and,
always.
And the Bills still don't have a proper second receiver, mm-hmm. right? Like the Dolphins have Jalen Waddle that they know that's their two. The Bills don't have a two. So that's why they signed Brown. They signed Beasley. They signed... I forgot this guy's name. This guy's... He wasn't even... Jameson Crowder. You remember Jameson Crowder?
Yeah.
He's on the Bills, but he's been injured.
He's been injured.
So that's why they haven't had that much help besides he's Diggs.
Good receiver, too.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's why they're throwing to receivers so much recently. I mean, not to receivers. They're throwing to running backs a lot more recently.
Isaiah McKenzie, but he hasn't been all that.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have an amazing receiving core like the Bengals do. So
no.
Josh Allen definitely has to carry the load, but a lot more than people will want him to. But he's capable of it.
Yeah,
but you just can't do it. Yeah. Just can't do it more often than not. You know, he has to be once in a while.
They've been on a 7-game win streak. Just keep doing what you're doing. It's like
good game plan. That's it.
Yeah,
running as much as you can. That's your best chance. All right, I think we're all gonna pay the Bills. Not much of a debate about that.
Yeah.
Let's
move on to another division game. Kind of a whatever game, in my opinion, but. Big fan bases, at least. So, Seahawks versus 49ers.
I think it's going to be an interesting match.
So, yeah, what do you guys think is going to happen? Seattle versus San Francisco.
I low-key want Seattle to pull an upset, only because, like, yo,
Geno Smith,
I just want it for him. But it's not going to... I don't see it happening.
It's literally, like, in my eyes, it's impossible.
Impossible? Like, you think there's no chance?
I think there's no chance.
They're not stopping CMC.
If the Seahawks were a little bit better, more talent, I'd be like, okay, there's a more chance. Because the Niners, since they lost the Chiefs like halfway through the season, they've been the best team in football since that loss. Yeah. I think they're pretty much undefeated since then. Their second half defense is like among the best in the league. Brock Purdy is playing good. He's playing better every week. They just put up like 40 points last week. San Francisco is the number one defense. They've allowed the least points per game this season. They've only allowed 16 points. 16 points is what they've allowed. Yeah. Every NFL team can score 25 points nowadays, and the Niners are only allowing 16.
49ers are second defense.
Going against Seattle, whose head coach is a defensive head coach, and the Niners already beat them twice this year. I don't see anything pointing in the favor of the Seahawks.
I don't know, man. It's a divisional game, and it's playoffs. Anything happen, but I'm obviously gonna lean towards San Francisco.
Unless
but.
Like Purdy gets hurt, and like I don't even know who the backup would be. Who's Nick Mullins? Who's the backup to Purdy? I don't even know. That's the only way I can see the Seahawks winning is if some injuries happen to the Niners' offense, because we know how good their offense is. Debo, CMC,
Geno goes for 24-21.
It's not happening.
436 yards, three touchdowns.
Not against
Bet US right there.
Who do they just? Come on. Who'd they beat to? Who's that last game against?
Rams.
It took them overtime to beat Baker Mayfield and the Rams.
Bro, but then
and a depleted Rams roster. Like, who's a receiver?
It happens.
Who was a receiver? Who named one receiver on the Rams in that last game last week? That's who the Seahawks went to overtime to beat. By a field goal to get into these playoffs.
But then you look
which
at the last
Lions,
game.
The Lions should have got in. I feel bad for Detroit, bro. Detroit did all that.
I know, Detroit should have won.
They kept the Packers out, which I love, and we predicted. But the Lions should have been the spot instead of the Seahawks.
I wanted to see Lions, bro. But I'm saying is Seattle, but then they blew out the Jets. It's just
bro,
happened,
the Jets
bro.
Are not a
good like. No, Jets are like, not a, they're okay, man. Like, you can't say they're not good. They're bad.
Bro,
you can't say that.
They didn't blow them out the water. Like they beat them
3-6.
They beat them. Nice, they beat them. They beat them handily. But what they do last week?
But they still got the dub. Dub is a dub. Come on.
That's why I'm saying like, I don't see the Seahawks having the firepower to keep up. Because even if they could keep up on offense, their defense is not stopping the Niners' offense. Their defense is pretty shit.
There's no way they're stopping.
They're very inexperienced. They're a lot of young talent. A lot of good young talent. Like they're gonna get a lot of experience from this game. You know, like the Legion of Boom, when they had that, it took them a year or two to get to that kind of experience. But I think the Seattle team's too raw. They're a Cinderella story, though. Not my, you know.
A little too short.
Not my favorite, you know. Underdogs. Underdogs. I feel like it's not the underdogs' year for the playoffs. No. So
the underdogs are probably the Dolphins.
Niners for me.
Niners for me too, man. They're top 10 in almost every aspect of the game, maybe except for passing, and we all know why, because Jimmy G is out. They've had a few problems with that position. Mm-hmm. They're one of the best defensive teams, top two.
Easily.
And they could be
number one.
They could be number one in some nights.
Mm-hmm. They got Nick Bosa.
They got good game red changer. Zone, good red zone defense, good rushing defense.
They have the better coach.
It's just everything, man. Even their backup, fucking, what's his name, Elijah Mitchell.
He's solid as hell.
He just had an MCL injury. I mean, throughout the seasons, but like
they have Kenneth Walker, but I mean. They have CMC.
Kenneth Walker against the 49ers in that game in December put up fucking 47 yards. That's it. On 12 carries.
And he's a really good running back. And also, they held him down like that.
Yeah, and
they're legit, bro. I'm telling
DK,
you.
DK and Lockett hasn't been all that.
Not at all. DK, what was the last thing you heard about DK this year?
I think Lockett's banged up.
They both put up like 1,000 yards. And like they're pretty average.
No, they're good receivers
every night. Yeah, but like I don't think they have the power enough to like go against like a defense like the fucking 49ers.
Yeah, no.
It's impossible. Purdy has been nice too.
Way too nice.
It's insane.
He's playing out of his mind for a rookie. And
if he gets locked up,
in the playoffs, so. Like regular season is doable, but playoffs. Is a
he hasn't
story.
Done anything like out of his skill set. Like all he's doing is making the easy throws, 10, 15, maybe 20-yard throws. And then hand it off.
Yeah.
He's not throwing 50, 60 yard bombs like Mahomes or Allen. Or
49ers
like,
have always done that.
The coaching and the schemes are so good. Yeah. And the defense is so good that your quarterback just has to be good enough not to lose.
Also,
your quarterback doesn't have to be good enough to like beat everybody by himself.
49ers have had some great running like runners in the past few years.
Bro, their running game is unstoppable.
It's like year after year.
They could pick me up and I could get 50 yards in their offense. Like, I'm not even joking. That's their lining. Yeah. They're like, they're blocking. Their schemes is, there's no one better than them. There's no one better than them. The Niners could literally win the Super Bowl this year.
They got McCaffrey, bro. He's going to put up 100 yards probably. Kittle's back.
I think they're the best NFC team.
Who's going to stop them?
So are you guys picking the Seahawks still, or did we convince you for that?
No. I was always picking 49ers.
They do have a few injuries on the line.
You wanted the Seahawks to win.
Yeah, but
so you're all picking the Niners?
Yeah. All
right, cool. That's pretty easy.
By the way, Purdy's backup is Josh Johnson.
Yeah, that's...
See, that. If Josh Johnson gets in the game, then maybe the Seahawks have a chance.
His season stats are 10 yards.
Yep,
that's nice.
That's all I needed to hear.
That's solid.
That's all I needed to hear. All right, we can move on to the next game. This might be the best game of the weekend. Depending on how all the games go, this could be the best game. Jaguars and the Chargers. Trevor Lawrence versus Justin Herbert.
Ooh.
Somehow, some way, the Chargers are the favorite in this game, even though they're playing at Jacksonville.
They must have injuries or something. Jacksonville.
They're the favorite because of Justin Herbert. That's why.
This is why I think, why I agree with you, it might be the best game in the playoffs.
Might be
because Jags are on a roll.
Hell yeah.
Right? Chargers, they lost. You know, one game, but they were on a roll too. I think this is going to be crazy
Justin
game.
Herbert versus Trevor Lawrence, bro.
It's
two up and coming quarterbacks, two quarterbacks that could be the best two quarterbacks in the next 5 years. They could, bro.
Trevor Lawrence has been going crazy, dude, these past few games.
Yeah. You could argue that the Jags have the better coach, the Super Bowl winning coach. Brandon Staley for the Chargers, since he's been there, his name has been mostly surrounded by like bad decisions and drama. You could take your pick at quarterback. Who has a better quarterback? You could take your pick, but I think the Jags has a better coach. That gives him the advantage. He's more battle tested.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just feel like the Chargers are known for choking. Like with that coach, I feel like they're known for making bad decisions. I feel like this is Trevor Lawrence's game. He's gonna win.
They have a lot of injured fucking wide receivers. For the Jags, but Christian Kirk and Zay Jones.
Both teams are pretty injured.
Yeah, but I feel like
Chargers are always injured.
Chargers have like better weapons. Have came back, especially on the receiving end.
But one big concern about the Chargers is Mike Williams. He's questionable.
Yeah. You need that.
He's literally, you could argue he's the best receiver, but okay, let's say even if he's the second best receiver.
Yeah.
Herbert, the whole year, did not look like Justin Herbert unless he had Keenan and Mike playing with him.
Recently,
yes. If he had one of them, okay, he'd still be playing well. But when both of them were out, they were struggling a lot. So if Mike Williams plays this game, you know, I think it'll be a very, very close game.
I mean, I don't
if
know.
Mike Williams doesn't play, because he's a big play receiver, he's the ones that when you're 3rd and 10, when you're like 2nd and 11 or like whatever, 3rd and 15, you need to get a big play. Mike Williams is that guy. You throw it up to him. He'll catch that ball. So,
but also, Justin Herbert has been playing with backups for majority of the season.
You're not going to win a playoff game with backups.
But they can perform at nights. Like, they don't look like backups. They all click together and they look like a solid team.
The only
Josh
one,
Palmer and DeAndre Carter say, have been playing nice.
Nice.
And
yeah,
they got
nice,
and
they're not
Eckler.
Mike Williams and Keenan Allen.
I know, and Eckler is also
he's a running
back. Eckler's
great. No, I know.
He's a big factor.
He's a big factor. And
I agree.
He put up like 3 touchdowns last time.
When they played in 2019. He had the most triple or the least passes to have triple digit yards. I think it was 12.
In my opinion, I'm sticking with Justin Herbert in this matchup. I think he's the better quarterback.
I feel like Jaguars really. Could
both quarterbacks had over 4,000 yards, and both quarterbacks had 25 touchdowns this year.
Yeah.
Very similar stats.
Not even just QB, bro. Like, their teams are so similar right now.
Yeah.
I would say if Mike Williams plays, I'm picking Chargers.
Justin Herbert had to deal with more injured players around him.
Both teams are 5-3 at home, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing at home. I don't know why. I just feel like they basically played a playoff game last week. Against the Titans to get in, a division rival. Those are not easy games. The Titans were the better team for some of that game, and Trevor Lawrence fought through and made big plays, and they won. So Lawrence has been playing in big pressure games his entire life. Like, if you look at his record from high school to now, like, he's only lost like a handful of games.
So the Titans were ass.
It's still basically a playoff game and playoff atmosphere.
That's true.
So
that's a division rival. I understand.
I'm just going to pick the Jaguars, bro. I feel like they have the edge. I feel like the only thing that you could argue the Chargers have better is maybe Herbert on his day. That's it. I feel like the coaching is going to fuck the Chargers. I'm calling it right now.
Jaguars rush defense or run defense, I don't think is adequate enough. That's something they really need to work on.
But the Chargers aren't like a insanely like run dominant team.
Yeah, but
when they get down, if they go down this game, they're not gonna be running the ball.
That's what I'm saying. If Mike Williams is playing, I'm picking Chargers.
All right, cool. So you got all three picking Chargers?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll see how that goes.
Chargers also lead the league in plays that end in at least 20 yards by the other team. They have 72 this season. So their defense might, you know, fuck them over.
This is a game I would bet on BetUS, by the way.
Nice matchup.
Yeah, I'm betting the Jaguars. That's my BetUS pick.
I'm betting Justin Herbert, 350 yards.
I'm putting big bucks Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
Boys dropping bags. Dropping bags this weekend.
Sorry, I'm going to do that plus 250.
They just might.
Not 350.
They just might quit on us and y'all will never see them
Eckler,
later.
Eckler, rushing touchdown.
Nah, that's not happening.
Everyone bet in the house and, you know.
Let's see.
To the highlights.
This is a good time to insert the gambling hotline. Please call if you need help.
Let's move on to the next marquee matchup, the playoffs. Vikings versus Giants.
Vikings.
Well, the Vikings fumble another game after taking the lead or just openly let everyone score.
This
them
is going to tell a lot
quarters.
About.
I think so.
This is going to tell us a lot about the Vikings, man. They've choked so many games that they're supposed to win.
I don't even know how
they do
13,
this.
I don't know how they're 13-4.
If they do this, this is something like
I mean,
Vikings
we already know the Vikings are serial chokers. Like
every year
they do this. Yeah. They do an amazing regular season, and then as soon as it gets to the playoffs,
I just think that Vikings are still a better team than the Giants, and they should be winning. But I just don't think they will because they're chokers, man.
But the Giants aren't chokers.
But Giants have this thing is they have nothing to like.
They do have nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
And they are very aggressive and physical.
Yeah.
Team. The Vikings defense is literally like one of the worst defenses in the entire league. And the Giants, even if they're playing the Giants are playing like the worst game of the season, they're going to beat you up. They're going to run through you. They're going to push you over.
Man.
They're going to make it dirty. They're going to cause turnovers. Okay. That's just what their coach instilled into them. Like they're a hard-nosed
team. They're a tough
team. So if the Vikings aren't on their game, this could be a dangerous ass game for the Vikings.
I don't think they will be. They have a lot of injuries, especially on the receiving.
I think.
And Adam Thielen's questionable. Hawkinson's questionable. Irv Smith is questionable.
Yeah.
They don't play.
I don't know, bro. Because the Vikings defense.
They only got Dalvin.
The Vikings defense allowed 380 yards to Mac Jones. They allowed 360 yards to Mike White. And that was like in the past two or three games. Their defense is so bad. And if the Giants can key in on Justin Jefferson, which in all the losses of the Vikings this year is when Jefferson has had a bad game.
Yeah.
Like when he's locked up, when he's getting doubled and sometimes tripled the entire game, who else is Kirk Cousins going to throw to? Kirk Cousins gets very, he gets tunnel vision.
Yeah.
When Jefferson is not there, he doesn't know what he's doing. He checks down to the tight end every time.
But think about Giants as well. Like, yeah, Vikings defense is trash. Giants is also like right there too. Their defense is bad too. But I think ultimately, if the Giants win, they're gonna win because Saquon. Simple. They're top five in rushing.
Just keep giving it to Saquon. See what he can do, bro.
The Vikings are just can't. You know, defend.
They're
the run.
They literally rely on Jefferson way too much. He almost had 2,000 receiving yards. Like, I should tell you how much they rely on him.
I really don't know who to choose, but
this is at home for the Vikings, right?
It's in a dome.
Yeah. I really don't know who to choose, but I don't know, man. I want to go with the Vikings.
Hey, bro.
But
I've seen Kirk Cousins under the brightest lights. I've seen what he does.
Chokes. Yeah, I know. I've seen
what he does firsthand. All right.
I've seen it.
Chokes. I'm gonna pick the underdog again. I want to pick the Giants.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna pick the Vikings. Actually, they're 40-18.
Bro, anything happens in the playoffs. I'm
40-18 at home.
At any point, the Vikings defense can just open up and let you do whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but at the same time, Jefferson could go get like 200 yards.
Yeah, lock up and Dalvin Cook. So I think Dable's
a good enough coach to where he keep it simple. I think he said it in a press conference or something. He was just like, "We keep it simple. This is not rocket science. We're gonna give the ball to Saquon. Let Saquon do what he wants to do." And which I think he's smart enough to do. I think Dable will be like, we're just going to double Jefferson the whole game.
Yeah.
That's smart.
If you guys can figure out how to beat us like that, good game.
Yeah,
that's a game plan. It's not rocket science.
At that point, they should just go revert to fucking Dalvin Cook, and it's just going to be a fucking running game on both ends.
It might be. So, I mean, let's see what happens. But
crazy running backs.
I'm going to go with a tougher team. I think the Vikings are a little too finesse for my liking. I like a little grit.
So. I think it's kind of sad that we think it's a toss-up because 13-14, man. That's crazy.
Bro, 13-14. I don't want to say fraudulent. I don't want to say.
I think JJ said that.
They shoot themselves in the foot a lot. And they're still 13-4. Like,
yeah.
I don't know the exact number. Maybe 7 or 8 games. Like one possession games,
yep.
Not like last season, they had the same thing and they lost all those games. This year, they just won on the one possession games. That's
improvement. That's I'll
not,
give that to them.
Okay, but it's not a great sign that every single game you're in is a close game. That's not a good sign. That means you don't have a knockout punch.
You play down to your opponent's.
It means you don't have a knockout punch. So why can't the Giants win?
Or that you can maintain the lead.
I'm picking the Giants. Control games. Go out there and
you need to control games in the playoffs.
What do you guys think? Final picks?
This is a tough fuck.
Yeah.
That's actually crazy. All their wins are like other than Green Bay.
I'll take Vikings.
I got hope in the Big Blue.
I'll take Vikings.
Yeah, same here.
Can't do Giants, bro.
Damn.
That's two in a row. That's two in a row. Y'all all picked one team and I'm the only one who picked underdog. We'll see what happens, huh? I hope that doesn't happen this next game. This could be the best game if the Jaguars Chargers doesn't live up.
Yeah.
This could be the best game.
Bucks Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys. Where's Tampa Bay Tom Brady's?
I was about to say, Tampa Bay Tom Brady.
Tampa Bay Brady's. What's going to happen here, guys?
Will Brady lose in the first round of playoffs? For the first time in a long time.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't say ever, because it's happened before.
For the first time in a very, very long
time. Remember the last time he lost in the first round?
Who was it against?
Remember he threw that pick? It was on the Patriots. I think it was against the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
Against the Titans. Remember we were watching that game. He threw that pick and we were like, that was the last throw of Tom Brady's career as a Patriot.
Yeah, and then he came back and fucking...
and he came to the fucking Bucks the next season, unfortunately. But
I think it's tough right now for the Bucks because most of their line is injured. Nick LeVert, Robert Haynes, and Josh Malcolm, all out.
Yeah, both teams have some injuries.
He does need that, you know, pass protection.
They're playing
he's taking his time.
They're playing at Tampa Bay. Yeah. And the Cowboys are favored by 2.5. Yeah. I think 2.5 is good. I think it's a good spread because I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Listen, Cowboys are chokers. They've always been chokers since the history, right? And I'm just looking at history. It's Tom Brady. I'm taking Bucks. That's just me.
Just straight out.
Brady, the refs.
I think you just hate the Cowboys.
I think
the
GM. I think bro, even from last week, like Dak played the whole game, played ass.
Terrible,
right?
terrible. Happens. I have a lot of stats right here to back up what you're claiming right now on Dak.
And I don't know, bro.
For that game, at least.
Dallas has always choked in the playoffs. They can be the juggernauts of the regular season all they want, but have always choked in the playoffs. So I just don't. I don't see them beating Tom Brady, even though they're trash right now.
The Dallas Cowboys are 0-7 against Tom Brady in his entire career. In his entire career, the Cowboys have never beat Tom Brady.
Interesting. That is crazy.
This weekend, that changes.
Ooh.
The Cowboys are going to be Brady.
Wow. It's a Cowboys year, bro. It's a Cowboys year.
I don't know how. I don't know why.
I disagree.
But this is the year. Brady... They're playing like shit the whole year.
If his line...
They got a little bit of momentum at the end of the year, which might be the reason that they go off, right? It might be the reason they go off.
Yeah.
I just think the Cowboys have too much talent.
I got a question for y'all. If Brady loses first round, does he retire?
I think he should.
But does he?
I don't think so.
Nah, I think he'll play another year.
I think 90%. You lost his I think 90%. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I think,
like, what else does he have to do?
I think 90% he'll play again. But I think majority of like NFL fans, they'd be like, why?
Why?
Like what? Like what do you have to prove?
Yeah. Well, actually,
but he could just want to be like, I don't have any loyalty to the Bucks. I just want to go to a different team and win a ring.
If
he could go to the Niners and win a ring next year, he could go to the Raiders. He could go to a lot of teams.
He's still
next
playing
year.
At a high level, I think, and like
he could go to the Saints. It's possible.
He's playing at a high level, and even in the fourth quarter, he can still like get passes going when his back against the wall. He's still getting done. It's not like he has declined or anything.
He's declined a little bit, but not to the point.
That's understandable.
Not to the point where it's like he can't be an NFL quarterback.
His team's declined.
Like,
yeah, we've been saying that.
I don't know for sure.
No, we've been saying that.
It's not the same Bucks as it was last.
It's not the same Tom Brady either.
We've been saying that for the season. His team is banged up and all that. But look, I mean, the Bucks got the better roster in this matchup. Got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, maybe Julio Jones.
I've
been saying maybe for like the whole season.
I think the Cowboys are gonna win, but the only thing that could help the Bucks like win in my eyes is like the past 2 years the Bucks have always been one of the better defenses at like especially at blitzing the quarterback, pressuring the quarterback. They were over 50% blitz rate the past 2 years. Yeah. This year they're only at 30% blitz rate. You know why? Because their offense is trash. Mm-hmm. You can blitz that much and pressure the opposing quarterback that much when you know your offense is really good. And if you mess up, then your offense can carry the load and pick up wherever, right? But this year, they haven't done that because the offense is so bad. They're only blitzing high 20s, low 30s, like that percentile. So that just tells you the coach is not that confident in Tom Brady.
But I also think like...
I don't know. Whenever, I feel like whenever they're Brady, blitzing, that's when the Bucks are at the best when they're blitzing. And they're sitting back... It's not that amazing.
I also think when Tom Brady's being rushed the most and not getting as much time as passing for the season, they lose.
You can't. Tom Brady is 45.
If you keep rushing him and hit
he's not going to want to take hits. Yeah, he doesn't want to take hits.
Their biggest weakness right now is the line too. So
that's like it's like basic football. If you pressure the quarterback, you're going to win. You're pressuring an older quarterback who definitely doesn't want to get hit.
Yeah.
Because to be an elite quarterback, you have to stand in there, take hits.
Yeah.
You have to make the throw and you still have to get leveled at the same time, like within milliseconds. So. Yeah. I don't think Brady wants to do that. He always throws it into the dirt, throws it out of bounds.
We talked about how Tom Brady, like, what would happen if the Bucks lose, right? What happens if Dallas loses? Like,
exactly.
What's going to happen there?
Tom Brady can't lose when he has the refs with him.
Like,
does something happen within the organization? Like
something changing?
Does changes happen?
I think if the Cowboys lose in an embarrassing fashion, McCarthy's gone.
Yeah, you need a new quarterback. Yeah. You need a coach at
and
that point.
If they lose and it's not like a close-ass game, like a Brady win, like right at the end, some bullshit, you know, or like close win somehow, it'll probably stay. But maybe if they lose embarrassingly, they fire McCarthy and they go after Sean Payton. Sean Payton's from the Parcells tree. Sean Payton was at the Cowboys in the beginning of his career.
Is he talking to Barkles?
They want to talk to him. He's not talking to anybody. No one can talk to Sean Payton until January 17th. That's They're all inquiring, but they're
like
not,
5 days.
They're not allowed to talk to him until then. So we'll see what happens with that. But
also
the. Go ahead. My last point is like the thing that concerns me about the Cowboys, even though I picked them to win, is Dak isn't playing
like
pretty bad. He has a career high 15 interceptions this year, and he didn't even play the whole year. He missed four or five games, and he still has a career high interceptions, which is insane. He has a pick in his last 7 games, and for those 7 games, he has 2 picks.
Yeah.
And my last thing. Dak is a minus 180 to throw a pick this game.
Damn.
That means he basically has a 60% chance of throwing a pick in a playoff game.
That's
think about if you gave your quarterback, what was it? Like, is it $70 million?
Oh, I know it was a bag.
$40 million?
It was a big bag.
A stupid bag. And he's predicted, like, he's a favorite to throw a pick in a playoff game.
Let's see the bag.
$160 million.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
That's a big bag.
$160 million? I don't think that.
4 years.
Dak is never worth $160 million.
That's 126 guaranteed.
Dak is my main concern for the Cowboys. Yeah. And if they win, he has to play a really, really good game. He has to throw like under 30 passes for them to win.
You think Dak can get moved?
If he does terrible, bro.
Possible.
It's hard to move that contract. Unless they have like a Tom Brady coming in. Yeah. Like unless Tom Brady was like, if you guys get rid of Dak, I'll come in. Then Jay Jones probably be like, I bet. Dak, I'm shipping you to Washington.
It all depends on how this playoffs run is going to go.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they
could be the best
12,
game.
12 and 5.
Could be the best game. Season,
second in the NFC.
Yeah, they almost caught the Eagles.
Yeah.
Almost caught them. If the Cowboys didn't lose the Jags, could have been the number one seed.
Yeah. But what I was going to add to what you said about Dak Prescott is the only thing he's surrounded by like great weapons. And they added T.Y. Hilton. Y'all remember T.Y. Hilton?
I remember T.Y. Hilton. He made.
He just came back.
He
and
made. He
started
made,
cooking.
He made the game changing play against the Eagles.
Exactly.
What was that? 3rd and 20. 3rd and 20.
He's a dog.
Over the top 25-yard throw.
He just came back.
He can still do it.
And on top of that, CeeDee Lamb been going off the season.
Yep. CeeDee Lamb is
Gallup
nice.
Has been nice. Mm-hmm. Noah Brown's been nice. All Dak Prescott got to do is make the right decision.
Is Tony Pollard going to be back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They have every.
The Cowboys
weapon.
Have every single piece to win this game.
And Elliott.
I'm just saying.
Oh yeah.
The only way the Cowboys can win. Is if
that referee bullshit for Tom Brady?
I mean,
I think
that comes hand in hand. That's like implied at this point. We don't have to talk about that. That's literally implied.
Don't touch Tom Brady.
The Cowboys cannot throw the ball more than 30, 35 times. That's how you lose. Every single game you look at, the Cowboys losing this season is when Dak throws that many passes, like 40 passes.
Yeah,
they need to rely on the running game. So,
and, just like
Tom Brady, get ready to retire, buddy.
Yep.
You're done. All right, Cowboys are going to take care of you.
The refs will take care of you, too.
I do not agree.
And like Chris Evans said, it's Tom Brady. What do you want me to do?
It's not happening.
Anyway.
I'm picking Cowboys. Who y'all picking?
You know,
I'm picking Tom Brady and the Bucks.
Wow.
Give me the Cowboys. Wow. I want to be wrong. I just want to be wrong. I don't want him to go far.
And that jersey.
I want him to see him lose.
And that jersey that says Washington, you're going to pick the Cowboys.
Hey, we beat him.
Okay.
So it's okay.
All right. I guess you root for them in the playoffs.
That's their trophy.
Yeah.
We beat the Cowboys trophy.
Let's go, Brady. Let's go.
So 2 Cowboys picks, 2 Bucks picks, right? It's good. Evenly split. You know, that's what I see. Another division matchup. Mm-hmm. Last matchup we're going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. Ravens versus the Bengals.
I think that's the best matchup so far.
This one?
Yeah.
I think it's the worst matchup.
Lamar's still out.
That's why.
Yeah.
If Lamar was in, it was going to be like top 2, top 3. I was like,
I just remember that last game they played. I was like, wait, Lamar's not there.
This is.
Yeah. Bro, so where Lamar's leaving next year, most likely.
He doesn't get the bag.
I think it's 50-50. We'll talk about we can talk about that afterwards. After this game. Let's get to the game real quick.
What they have seen and what they're going to see with this game, if they don't win, they're going to have to give him the bag. Otherwise, look what they're stuck with.
Or then trade him and get another pick from some bad team and draft a new quarterback.
But Lamar has been everything.
There's a lot of teams.
Lamar won an MVP for them in his second season. And this is his 5th season that they don't want to give him a really big contract.
That's
Mahomes got it in his 3rd year. I think Allen got it already. I think Herbert might have gotten it.
I don't think so.
Maybe not, but Dak got it, right? All these big Jared Goff got it. Why are the Ravens hesitant to pay Lamar the bag?
I don't know. What is it that they see?
They drafted him and they knew he was a running quarterback. Now that he ran and like won games for you, over 70% of his games, he's wins. You don't want to pay him? I don't get it. If I was Lamar, I said this, all right? Yeah, I said this a few weeks ago. Lamar, get out of Baltimore.
Washington.
Nah, get out of Baltimore, buddy, and
drive 40 minutes down.
You could
even keep the crib.
8-hour flight to Louisiana.
Shopping Lamar part two.
What you gonna do in Louisiana? Fucking. Yeah. What do you do in Louisiana? I can't even think of something.
What do you do in Washington?
Whatever you want. We're in D.C. Nation's capital, baby.
Now it's whatever you want.
Are you not proud to be American, bro?
Yeah, bro.
You ask me, what is there to do in Louisiana?
You're not proud to be American. And I ask you.
it's all musky down south. You got gators to worry about. Fucking just
stop.
People.
It's not Florida. Why? I'm talking about Louisiana.
Leave Lamar alone.
Y'all don't got swamps?
You think Louisiana is a big old swamp, the whole state?
Basically. That's why I was depicted in every single, movie.
Apologize to this
thing. I've never been there.
This is a uneducated American fan right here. This is
American.
This is majority
failed me.
Majority of America right here.
Listen,
stereotypical.
I'm
going with the Ravens.
What?
I think.
Wait.
I think this is gonna be the upset of this playoffs. The Ravens, the backup quarterback, will lead them to victory.
You saying that for views or like?
No, I'm saying this for real, bro. I'm picking the Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens.
This is the Bengals that beat the Chiefs last
season. Cincinnati Bengals will be removed from the playoffs this upcoming week.
All right, guys. Well,
they will.
Yo, they will. I'm dead.
Okay.
And when I come back for this podcast.
Why?
Why? Why do you say that?
I have a gut feeling.
A gut feeling.
A gut feeling.
Okay.
Name
one Ravens wide receiver.
Okay, first, before you even finish that, I don't need to name anyone.
You just have a feeling.
I just have a feeling.
Okay. Shut.
This will be the upset of the whole playoffs.
Put money on it? Money on it?
I'll put my money on BetUS, not give it to him.
All right.
A trusted source.
Make your BetUS pick and we'll post it and we'll see. This is how confident.
I'm confident, bro.
Our co-host is.
Okay, maybe I'm like 90% confident, but I'm confident.
90% is a lot.
I just feel I don't have
to look at any stats, nothing. The whole page is irrelevant to me.
Come on, bro.
The Bengals have Joe Burrow and the Ravens have Tyler Huntley.
Okay.
That's okay.
We know who wins.
The Ravens.
More likely than not, the better quarterback.
Joe Scheisty is going to win.
Joe Scheisty.
His reign is over.
Whose reign?
Joe Scheisty, bro.
It's just begun.
Like 1 year.
Done.
I don't think
it's even that. I feel like the Ravens in that last matchup, they kind of did the job on offense. It's just the defense.
This is also
played
a
terrible
prime
and they allowed
time
a lot
game.
Of sacks.
It's also a primetime game, 8 o'clock game on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't think Tyler Huntley's made for those bright lights.
No, it's really not that Tyler Huntley. I mean, he put up good yardage against them. They put up more passing yards.
They
more
were
rushing
down
yards.
Like 17-0.
I understand that, but their defense is terrible. The Ravens defense is the only
thing. How can you guys pick the Ravens? The offense is terrible and the defense is terrible.
On offense, if they actually do get it done and he doesn't throw, I mean, hopefully he doesn't throw interceptions and they don't allow sacks, the Ravens can win.
The Bengals are the 7th rated team in points scored per game, so they can score their ass off. And they're the 6th ranked defense in terms of points allowed.
Whoa.
But the Ravens still allowed.
But Thurman has a feeling.
Yeah, but this has guy a has feeling. A feeling. That's why the Ravens are going to win. All right, well, I'm picking the Bengals, but I don't got much to say.
Yeah.
I think the Bengals have a better roster from top to bottom, especially with Lamar out.
I'll go with the Ravens. Yes, sir.
I'm going with the Ravens.
Here's the facts. This check the facts and we trust in guts.
I'll bet you a case of Mountain Dew.
You mean diet, dude.
I'm going with the Ravens, 23-27.
Yeah. I'm not going with that.
Maybe not that high, but I'll say 2023. To be honest, 2023. That makes more sense.
Game winning field goal.
Yeah. Like a 17.
Stay tuned. We'll keep y'all up to date on who's right and who's wrong.
It's gonna be an exciting playoff.
So what are you gonna do if they lose?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What do you mean what I'm going to do if
it
loses?
Like, if it doesn't happen, I want some sort of countermeasure for you.
What do you
want
to do?
Joe Scheisty jersey.
You can decide on that. I don't know.
You don't want that. You don't want us to decide.
Well, what are the options?
I bet.
No, you see, you want us to decide.
Check the stats, fans. Our Instagram will have Thrones Punishment. We'll put up a poll, see what
punishment.
You want to do.
Punishment, yes.
Okay. Okay.
See? Okay. I should wrap it up.
We'll punish you. For more punishment, I'm going to put $500 on the Ravens. No, I'm not doing that. There's no way I'll do that.
I think that wraps it up for our playoff predictions. We will be back after this wild card round.
Ravens flock, baby.
Let you get.
Is that it? Flock?
Let you.
Yeah.
Let you do that.
You a Washington fan?
Hey, they're Baltimore, bro.
He's a DMV fan. He's DMV.
DMV, bro. I'm not. You know,
I'm loyal.
I'm not against my area. Like these.
I don't root for my, you know, neighbors. Shirt. I don't root for my neighbors' teams.
I'm not against our area like these people. I rep my city. I'll
do all that.
I rep.
Yeah.
He reps.
Yo, end the episode, bro. What's going on here?
Well.
That's fucked up. Commanders at home.
Who put that in there?
I wonder who did.
That's funny though.
I didn't do it. I mean, y'all home. You're home. Not going to any games. Should go to the Ravens games. 100 capacity. All
right.
So I will let you guys go and not hear any of this nonsense. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. If you did enjoy this episode and want to let us know what you think about it, you can always leave a review on Apple Podcasts or any other streaming platform. We're available on all of them, or even YouTube. You know, we're there. If you're not watching us there already, right? To stay up to date on all things sports, you can follow us on any social media platform at Check the Stat 5. Nice. I'm Hamza, along with Harry, T-Raid, and Dodge. Check
also, would you like to get a free bonus, 128% bonus?
128? 128?